You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z.
Today, the show was brought to you by JavaJohns.com, www.javajohnz.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an awesome guest on the line, Brandon Allen, who is an actor, writer, and producer from Rhode Island. Hi, Brandon. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited to have you and learn all about your background as an actor, writer, and producer. What a combo that is. So tell us about how you fell into the acting career in Rhode Island.
At a young age, I knew I wanted to be an entertainer. I didn't know what it was at first. I started off in a rap group with a bunch of my friends. We performed at local venues, and I knew that really wasn't for me. It was fun at the time, but I just knew it wasn't for me. It didn't click. And I started doing stand-up comedy. That was fun. I started performing at local venues as well. There's a Comedy Connection. The name of the comedy venue is Comedy Connection. It's pretty famous throughout the country. I performed there a lot. And I just knew it just wasn't clicking. You know, I had this feeling like, I like it, but I don't know. So I started doing little home videos. I started getting into acting a little bit, doing like acting classes. And I just knew like, oh, this is it. I love this. And I just kept doing it. And 5, 6 years later, and I still love it the same like the first day I did it.
That's so awesome. Well, it's like you're a new person every time you're doing a different role, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's the fun thing about it.
Definitely. So tell me about your first acting gig ever. I'm sure it was very memorable for you.
Yeah, it definitely was. I replied to an ad. I think it was on Craigslist. I wasn't signed up for an agency yet. And it was a Craigslist ad saying they needed background actors for an ABC show called Body of Proof. I replied to it, and as a background actor, you're never guaranteed a role. You show up, and they kind of look at your look, and they point you in the right direction. So I showed up on set, and I guess they liked my look in a way where they were like, are you going to play the quarterback of this football team? So what we did was they set up a scene where the main characters were walking in the scene, and we were kind of in the background playing a football game like at a high school. So it was just kind of like to fill the scene in.
Now, how long was your day? Was it like 15 hours? Your first day?
Yeah, it was like a 15-hour day. A lot of standing around, but right away I just knew, like, I love this. I saw all the catering tables, all the cameras.
Right? I know. That's so cool that they do that for everyone, like all the food and drinks.
Well, that's
awesome.
The best part about the job.
Yeah. It helps the day pass, doesn't it? It does.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Brandon, who was the first famous actor you've ever worked with?
Denzel Washington.
How was that experience for you?
It was insane. He shot the movie The Equalizer in the Boston area, and I did a few days on that. I think I did 3 days on that film, and it was insane. The scene, one of the scenes I was in was I had to walk past Denzel all day. They just action, roll the scene, and then say cut, redo it. I get to see how he prepared between the takes, and just watching a legend at his work was just insane. It was like watching Michael Jackson practice.
Is he nice in person? Were you able to have a conversation with him at all?
See, that's one of the things I was just like so intimidated being with, like working with somebody that was at the pinnacle of the career. And so they kind of prepare you before the set, before the scenes. They're like, don't look at the actors. They want to stay in their zone. They're working on their lines. So like you look at him and then you get intimidated and look away. But there was times where he'd smile at us. He actually ate lunch with all the extras, which is pretty humbling. I was like,
that is
A-listers eating with us and like just extras. And so it was cool to get to see what he did between the takes and seeing how he prepares. And I soaked it all in, and maybe one day I can be in a film with him.
That's awesome. Well, you were in a, well, it was a TV show or a movie, The Equalizer?
It was technically, I guess I was in a film with Denzel.
Yeah, you got to check off your bucket list.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And would you say Denzel is somebody you really admire in the acting field, or is there somebody else? Because you've obviously done stand-up comedy. I mean, who is somebody that's really a collaboration of all your things that you love to do, that you idolize?
Yeah, see, I get this question a lot. Like, what's your favorite film? What's your favorite actor? It can't be just one. You know, there's so
absolutely
many. Everyone's had, like, a major part in, like, developing me as a person. You know, like, I look up to Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey, Will Ferrell. But then there's Leonardo DiCaprio's, there's Tom Hardy's, there's Brad Pitt's, there's every bit of, I want to be a little bit of everything, you know, like I really look up to like Saturday Night Live skits, and then I like deep dramatic films, so it's like, you know, like I'd say like Leonardo DiCaprio's my favorite, I really look up to him, but then there's like Ashton Kutcher where he would donate blood to fund him trying to be an actor. Like, that's how he made his money when he was an aspiring actor, was he'd donate his blood. So like, stuff like that is very inspiring.
That is. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow. It's so interesting. It's time for commercial break, and we are going to be listening to Kristen Lin's new album song on Lala called Steal Me Away. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in a few moments with Brandon Allen.
Running past, dodging under a slide, look down, sand in the toes. Where will I hide? Tag, you're it awkwardly, standing behind bushes and a broken fence. We quickly, passionately press our lips together. Then we run away, push away, dance away in the night. Heart is pounding, tussle my hair back into the light. Cabin by a lake, canoe girl, Alexander, all dancing naked to Elvis. Oh no, I think I'm gonna fall. Climb a barbed fence. Wild horses that might wanna fight. Run, laugh, fall down, look at the stars. Not worried about the holes in my tights. I feel it all, I feel it all, I feel it all. Go away, steal me away with your heart. Steal me away, it's the best part. Steal me away, fight your fear. Steal me away, maybe I'll see you again next year. Now the dust has settled, sitting in my quiet room. One adventure we had, yeah, I guess time just flew. Now it's time to let go of the moments of the past, but you better believe that the next time I'm gonna make it last. I feel it all, I feel it all, I feel it all. Go away, steal me away with your heart. Steal me away, it's the best part. Steal me away, come on, fight your fear. Steal me away, maybe I'll see you again next year.
Thank you, Kristen Lin, for Steal Me Away. I hope you enjoyed it. And we're back with Brandon Allen on the line. Stay tuned. And we're back with Brandon Allen, and I'm so excited to learn all about the current gigs you are doing. So let's talk about, you know, regarding acting, because obviously acting, writing, and producing are three different things. So what is some current projects that you're working on as an actor?
Oh, man, the list is insane. I teamed up with a company called Lift Entertainment. Founder is Chris Costa. I worked on a set one day with him when I was just getting into acting, and we kind of just took this company and just were five short films in. We have two web series out right now. We do like a weekly content thing where every Sunday, a Sunday skit comes out on liftri.com. where we do like a comedy sketch, sort of like a Saturday Night Live type of thing. And then every other Sunday is our new web series called Case Closed. It's a web series about two private investigators trying to investigate local crimes.
That's awesome.
So we're doing a little bit of everything. That's something to stay busy as an actor or as an editor. Our guys like to stay busy. And then we have a short film right now. It's in a few film festivals called Fly Hard. That just came. We had a premiere last month. Over 100 people came to the premiere. We rented out a movie theater. It was insane. The feedback was awesome. So we have that in various film festivals throughout the country. We have two short films being edited right now. And then we're doing another film in the summer. So we're pretty busy. And if it's not a film, we're doing something funny or something little in the meantime just to stay busy.
That's so great. So let's talk about your gig right now. Well, your position at Lift RI right now. So tell our audience, you know, a little bit about the company itself. Can you do that?
Of course. We're a local film company from East Providence, Rhode Island. We have a studio in Pawtucket where we have green screens, recording booths. And if there's any local actors or film guys out there that want to rent a studio, we're always open for that. So you can contact us at Lift Entertainment. You can just comment on the website. Like you said, I'm the writer, actor, producer of this company. I'm one of the main writers. We come up with all these ideas. We have a group of like seven guys where we come up with all these ideas and we just shoot them. And I'm usually like the main actor, mainly because I'm the one that's writing most of the material. But yeah, you know, like, but we fund our own projects. We don't have like a big investor. So everything that we do is all out of pocket. So that's why I get the producer line, because pretty much every project we do, we fund it ourselves.
That's so great. And it's so cool to use like your whole creative side. It's one thing to like be creative with, you know, being an actor, but now you can use your whole like creative brain and create a script, you know?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Awesome.
And like, and from like being a rapper or doing stand up, so I got like the experience with writing. So like I was always doing comedy. So it kind of like, everything that I did in the past is molding me to what I'm doing now. So everything seems like it's working out.
Absolutely. And you can only grow and get better with the experience.
Yes.
Which is great.
Exactly.
Awesome. So being an actor, writer, and producer, what are some goals you have for yourself over the next 5 years?
Well, at the end of this year, I'm moving to L.A. in October.
Exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah. Breaking news. I haven't really told a lot of my friends and family, so that's an exclusive for you.
Yeah, awesome. Released on the social scene. That's awesome.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm moving to L.A. I'm going to push it, and I don't like to plan too much ahead. Like, I like to give myself these six-month plans. Cause I learned the hard way if you plan too far ahead, you know, you get lost. But 5 years, you know, I just want to be a better me. You know, I want to be in L.A. I want to be able to contribute to the film industry, no matter what it is. I don't care if I'm acting or if I'm writing or if I'm producing something. I want to be involved in the film community, and I think in 5 years, you'll see me big time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really like that. You know, you're a real go-getter. You know what you want, and you go after it. And especially, like, being younger and being able to do that, that's great, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of, like, the inspiration is just like, life. Life, you know, I watch people all the time doing something that they don't love or they hate their job. And, you know, I work a 9-to-5, too, just to pay the bills. And I see people all the time that I work with that are miserable. And I feel like there's no excuse. If you're young, you take advantage of it and you sacrifice and you just keep pushing and pushing. And I was taught that when I was at a young age. If you want it, you have to go get it. No one's going to give it to you.
Right.
So it just molded me into just working hard. And even if I was a dishwasher, I'd be the best dishwasher in the company.
Right.
Anything you do, you have to be the best at it.
Right. That's so true. That was inspiring. Thanks for sharing that, you know, because nothing comes easy, and you almost feel better when you work hard and you earn it yourself, you know?
Yeah, and it's not all about winning or being the best, but as long as you put the work in and you try, that's the ultimate reward.
So true. Tell us your social media where our audience can follow you, and tell, you know, if there are any actors listening or film people, if they want to rent studio in Rhode Island, how they can do that.
Well, of course, all the social networks, Twitter, Instagram, I am on. You can follow me at It's Brandon Allen, and that's A-L-L-A-N. If you want to directly reach me for an acting gig or if you want to look at some other work, you can go on Lift Entertainment channel on YouTube, or you can go to liftri.com. There's comment sections, there's messages, email opportunities where you can email us. And we do have a studio, so if there is local filmmakers or actors that are looking for a studio space, or even if you want to have a premiere there, we're always open for that. Again, you can contact us at Lift Entertainment. Oh, it's liftri.com.
Perfect. And where is the studio located for listeners? Because I have people from Rhode Island.
Yeah, it's in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Okay, cool. Now, just out of curiosity before we close out, if you had an ideal acting job, what would it be and why?
An ideal acting job? Well, Leonardo DiCaprio would have to be the co-star.
That would be awesome. That would be pretty sweet.
That'd be number one. Just something that I'm really involved in. I don't want to be just an actor for hire. You know, I want to be part of the creative process of coming up with new ideas, helping out with the scene or helping the writing process. So the ideal job would just be having all hands on deck with the top people in their fields. And I feel like one day that'll happen because great minds think alike and they always come together somehow, some way. And so one day just working with people that are just on their A game and that can make me better.
Absolutely. But, you know, just to elaborate a little bit, you know, because obviously you've done stand-up comedy, dramas, you know, what's your favorite type of acting to do?
See, I think I'm so young at it that I don't know yet. I know,
yeah.
Like, we'll shoot a comedy and I love every minute of it. Then we'll shoot a drama and I love every minute of it. And it might be just as equal. So I don't know. I mean, I specialize in comedy, so I'd say comedy would be my forte, but I love everything.
All right, Brandon. Yeah. Well, it's been awesome. Everybody make sure to check out It's Brandon Allen on all of his social media and definitely liftri.com to get the latest updates. And we wish you the best of luck in LA. We can't wait to hear some updates.
Thank you so much.
Of course. It's been such a pleasure to have you. And
awesome. And it's been awesome being on. And I really appreciate it. And everyone that's listening, thanks for listening. And I hope you like what you say when you check out liftri.com.
Definitely. Well, thanks so much, Brandon. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into The Social Scene, as always. Make sure to check out Brandon as he takes on big leaps in his career. And stay tuned until next time. Today, the show is brought to you by Be Who You Are magazine and the Green Pill blog on ConnectPay.com. KINNECTPAY.com.
Hashtag Get Seen on The Social Scene with Jay-Z today. Contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com.